to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. That's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week: what connects you with the physical world? What connects you with the physical world? You ever think about that? Be in the world, but not of it? What connects you with the physical world? If you're out and about, breaking across the borders, bringing some fentanyl in from other parts of the asshole countries, or you're over here and you're robbing, carjacking, stealing and killing and whatever, you could be listening to the show. Or you live on the street and you're doing crack right now. You could be with a needle given to you by the government. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. And you can't say you don't have them because the government gives them to you now, especially illegal aliens. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And also, you can podcast the show. When you go up to your room, your four-star hotel room, you can podcast the show. Amazing, huh? To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. It's Tuesday. It's the second hour of the show today. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Me.
What
Who
the?
Let the dogs out?
Ooh. Amazing.
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 We're going to get to your super chats as well. I want to go back to Jay. Jay's father expired 2 years ago, I think. Jay has anger. He want to know how you get rid of the anger. Jay is married, but he don't know why. He doesn't know why. Jay.
Yes.
Let's take this one step at a time, all right?
You got it.
You've been married 4 years. You have no children. You're married to a woman who went and got an education. And now all she does is sit home, and you're taking care of her, right?
Well, she does pay like half the bills. Like, I mean, she does. Like, I don't pay for all the bills. But
how can you pay without a job?
Well, she had like saved up her money from before, and she I don't know. Yeah, I mean, she got student loans and stuff too. I mean, it's not like that's the only reason why I haven't, you know, said anything, is because she still pays for at least half the stuff.
Who did you pay for her education?
Oh, God, no. Her parents paid for her education. So I can't afford that, man.
You can't afford. I understand. Why did you get married?
Why? I don't know. I mean, I love my wife. I mean, I love my wife, and I want to spend the rest of my life with her. I mean, that's like the best, like, you know, reason I can give you. I mean.
So you got married because you love your wife?
Yeah.
And how do you know you love your wife?
Oh, she's a good person. I mean, she's from every experience we've had so far. I mean, it's always been a great experience, and she's always been super supportive. And just like judging her character, she's always been like a hardworking individual, and she's always seen the best in me, and you know, she's got a sweet heart, and get along with her pretty easy.
So you're not paying anything of her student loans, right?
No, nothing.
And so you said she's a good person. What's good about her?
I love the fact that she's such a hardworking person, and she's like
she
smart
doesn't have a job. How she's hardworking?
Well, I mean, I mean, when she did have a job, she
hasn't had a job in 4 years. How she's hardworking?
Well, I mean, she worked really hard at school. I mean, she got, I mean, her grades.
Would work hard at school if you show him how to write.
Yeah, I guess, man. I hated school, though, man.
Me too. I didn't hate it, but I wouldn't.
I just wish I would have paid more attention. But anyways, yeah.
And so what's good about her?
Good about her? I don't know. She's a woman.
She's a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a lady. She's a lady. And the lady is mine. And so what's good about her?
I don't know. She listens, I guess. She
listens to what?
She listens to what I say. She cooks for me. I mean, when I come home, I mean, at least I got food and stuff made. I mean, that's pretty nice.
She cook and clean and iron and sew?
Yeah. Well, she could sew. I mean, I don't really ask her to sew very much, but I'm sure if I said, hey, Lindsay, sew something for me, she would.
Is she white?
Yeah.
Is she white?
Yeah.
Are you white?
I'm white, too, yeah.
Why don't you have some white babies?
I don't know. I just started talking to her about that, honestly. I mean, dude, to tell you the truth, Jesse, like, I feel like I'm one of them. We're both of them whites that don't want to have kids because of how we see the world, but I feel like I'm having like an eye-opening awareness where, I mean, I'm not trying to say, oh, because I'm white I should have kids, you know. I'm not trying to,
you should have kids that. Because you're white. We need white babies.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I've been thinking that way like more lately too. Like, I do actually want to have a kid, but I guess I should maybe have a talk with her about that.
About what?
Having some kids.
Why are you going to talk to her about it? Why not just put the baby in there and let her find out later?
We need white babies.
You don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Whenever I made kids, I never had a conversation about it.
Yeah, true that, man. True that. That's
I just put the baby in the oven, and I told her later, a baby's in the oven.
No, that's great advice, though. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I guess mostly like probably like a lot of this has just been me, like maybe like my self doubt, maybe like, you know, I don't know.
Your self doubt about what?
I don't know. Just probably like myself, or maybe like I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't know. I almost feel like a beta at sometimes. Honestly, Jesse.
And what does a beta feel like? At times.
I don't know, like I know you shouldn't get your way all the time, but I feel like, you know, having to, I don't know, concede to, like, every other little, like, thing in life. I mean, hang on, I got my cat's going crazy.
You got a cat?
Yeah.
Pussy cat, I love you. Yes, I do. Me and my pussy cat, yeah. Me. You heard that song, Hussa?
Oh, yeah.
Not that one.
You heard that before, Jay?
What's the other? Yeah, I heard that song. What's the other one? Pussy cat. I can't remember how that other one
goes. Pussy cat, I love you. So, Jay, here's what I recommend for now. Just start working on you.
Okay.
Don't make other, you know, like, don't be dramatic and making other quick decisions. Right now, just taking one step at a time. I want to encourage you to start working on you. I have a silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. I want to recommend that you start doing that so that you can come out of your imagination, out of your thoughts. And then go and forgive your mother. You can do it by FaceTime. And forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He didn't know how to deal with her. He was married to his mama. Because you become attracted to what you hate.
Yeah. I mean, just one more question for you. Do you ever suggest, like, writing letters? Like, you know, like maybe like I write a letter to my dad or something and then burn it when I'm done? Or is that not, you know?
I mean, if it makes you feel, if you want to write a letter, there's nothing wrong with it. But just realizing that, what would you say in a letter?
Well, I don't know. I probably just have to, like, I don't know, maybe just explain myself a little bit to him. And
explain what?
Just say goodbye, I guess. I don't know.
You haven't said goodbye yet?
No, I mean, I did say goodbye, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I guess forgive him, too, in a way.
For what?
Because, I mean, I guess, well, childhood wasn't always easy, but we don't have to get into that now.
Right.
I'm sure you want to. That's how you can talk about.
He didn't protect you from your mother?
I mean, the more and more I watch the show and the more and more I think about it, it's like my mom has been a driving stem in my life of sometimes not make it easy, but I don't want to just blame her for things, but it makes sense. Like,
well, she is to blame until you become an adult, and then you are to blame if you don't overcome it.
Yeah.
But it is her fault that she created you in her image. And then it's your father's fault that he didn't protect you because you were subject to them. But now you're an adult. You are responsible for overcoming the hell that's in you.
Yeah. You can't blame everyone else.
At this point, you recognize where it came from, but you also recognize they couldn't help it. And you start working on yourself. So I'm going to encourage you to do the silent prayer morning and night and during the day. Just kind of keep your body where your mind is. But forgive your mother. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. You've been a thorn in my side all my life. And I realize now you can't help it. And have no expectation from your mother. If she get mad, fine. If she cry, fine. If she blame you or your father, fine. Let her act whatever she wants to do. You forgive her. God will forgive you. And just start working on yourself. And you will start to overcome, and you will see the next step to take, and the next step to take, and the next step to take. It would be amazing.
Yeah, man. Thanks for talking, and thanks for the advice, brother. And I'm going to keep listening to you. I appreciate you.
Okay. But I really want to encourage you to work on you so you can overcome the fallen state.
Yeah, I'll try to call you back in a couple months, too, and give you an update progress.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
No more beta.
Don't be a beta.
No beta. All right, man. You have a good day, okay?
All right. Let me know how it goes. I wish you well.
Yeah, you too, man. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Justin, a first-time call out of North Carolina. Let's see here. Justin, welcome to the show. You on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well, sir. Thanks for calling.
Good. Look, I don't have a bunch of questions or anything, but I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you. I discovered your channel on YouTube probably about a year ago or so, and it's just so nice hearing a strong conservative voice. The only other ones I've really heard is like Sean Hannity and a few others. I teach elementary school, so I've been doing that for about 20 years. And so, you know, I work with a bunch of liberal women.
Amazing.
So, you know, and luckily in North Carolina, it's not that bad. But it's still, you know, it's kind of rough because I have to really keep my opinions to myself because, yeah, I could lose my job, essentially.
Right. Yeah, and it doesn't make sense to speak up at work like that and lose your job because they are against you and nothing is not going to help. So be wise with that.
Yes.
You're right about that.
And most liberals, you can't talk sense into them.
Right.
And I, you know, and another thing I wanted to say is I'm just so disgusted with our president. You know, the fact that he declared Easter as National Tranny Day or whatever the hell it was, that just, I just don't understand. Well, I just don't get how that's, how we have moved so far away from Christianity.
They're going to do that because, they're going to do that because Christianity is the best religion on this side of heaven. And it's the only religion that says you must look at yourself and be changed of the heart. You must look at that, be born again of the Father. And Christianity is hated for that reason. It says that we have to love one another, speak up, but don't hate. And Christianity is hated, and that's why they're replacing it. But the only way they're able to replace it is that the men are now weak. If the men were strong, I guarantee you, they should not. We are a Christian country. I guarantee you they could not replace Christianity if the men were strong.
Yes. And just, you know, Biden has completely destroyed our southern border. And I'm just, that part right there is just, it's just so disgusting.
Well, the great white hope
jobs, all these illegal immigrants coming in and taking jobs from us.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
and it's affecting every community, white community, black community.
Yeah,
it's just not right.
Well, the great white hope is on the way. Fret not, help is on the way.
I hope so. I really do. And you know, the last thing I want to say is, you know, I told you I teach elementary school, and I know you've talked about in the past about fathers being absent in the home, and I can tell you this: over the last 20 or so years, I've been doing this. The kids are just, how do I say it? They're mentally disturbed, mm-hmm. and it's all because there's either no father in the home or the father's there, but he's absent, if that makes sense.
It does. Absolutely.
So many of our students, their problem, they're so angry.
Yeah.
They're so, I got two boys of my own. They're 14-year-old twins, and I just thank God that I'm available to them and have been able to been a positive influence on them. Because our students, our kids are so angry, and they don't know how to overcome it. They don't know how to deal with it because they don't have daddy in the home, and mom is either in the club or really not doing anything either.
There's
some good single parents out there, but the vast majority of them don't do anything for their kids.
Where are the good ones?
That's a good question. But there's a few.
Where?
There's a few, but, you know, another issue is our kids, we had this pandemic of, it's not just that the parent, it's not just the fact that they're single parents, single moms, but we had this pandemic of grandparents raising the kids. The parents are getting younger and younger. The moms are getting younger and younger. And then the grandmas are raising the kids, and they've already done it before. They don't know what to do now.
Right.
The kids are crazy.
Yeah. It's a mess, Justin, but we got to stay with it, and we'll get it right.
Yes, sir. But I appreciate you, Jesse. I've wanted to call in so many times. I happen to be on spring break right now, so I had a few minutes
right on
to contact you. But I just want you to know how much I appreciate you, and you just keep doing what you're doing, and thank you so much for all you do.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling me, and call me again, all right?
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. There's a line open, 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Man Drama bought 10 coffees. Generous donation.
Thank you.
BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Yesterday, Mika Brzezinski from MSNBC said she went to Easter Mass and her pastor said Easter is about renewal and Jesus loves you unconditionally. Jesse, does Jesus love her? What? Triple exclamation mark.
He loved her, but not unconditionally. You must be born again. You must be. Before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. Then you can enter in. If it was unconditionally, you wouldn't have to be born again. You could just be an Allah U Abba person. Amazing. Thank you.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, No Mo Thoughts says, I was listening to church on Sunday and something clicked. Are we actually dead and in hell? Exclamation mark, question mark.
Every human being, you can bank on this. Money. Mm-hmm. Every human being that has anger and all do until they go and forgive is in hell. They're all dead. Your eyes are open. You're breathing a little bit, but you're dead. You're unconscious. You're dead. You're in hell. Every human being is dead. They're breathing, but they have no life. Isn't that amazing? Thank you.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, Mike Young. Hey, Jesse. How many years I kept hearing that America is a nation of immigrants, and I just want to clarify with you to see what do you think about that.
What does nation mean, that we have a whole bunch of illegals here?
No, that America was founded and built by immigrants.
No, it wasn't. That's a lie.
Nice.
That's a lie.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike Young.
Yeah, thank you.
Danny Moore bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads, what do you and James think of willpower? Is it such a thing? Happy Easter to the whole crew.
What do you think?
I read about willpower in Frog and Toad when I was a little kid, because Frog and Toad were eating cookies, and Frog said, I'm done with cookies. Even though I like them and I'm tempted by them, I'm using willpower not to keep eating them.
And did he stop eating them?
At least for that moment.
And then he went and ate the toad?
Toad was shorter and fatter than Frog. Frog was taller and thinner.
No such thing as willpower. Anyone think they have will? They're lying to themselves. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Danny. Jay Len donated a Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you.
So did Chalice, saying thanks.
Thank you.
Prep Ham Paul, monthly supporter, subscriber on Rumble. Companies will lay people off, menu prices will spike, and in a couple short years, $20 an hour will be like $15 an hour now.
Yeah.
I have an idea. Educate yourself to get a job, trade that pays an actual living wage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good idea. Amazing. Thank you.
He said Obama did the same thing with Obamacare, lowered medical benefit threshold from 40 to 30 hours a week. Then companies just lowered people's hours to 29 instead of 39, so they still didn't have to get medical. They still didn't get medical.
Amazing.
Yep.
Human nature is evil. Human beings are animals, and they don't love one another at all. Zero love. That's why we are commanded to love one another. Not that emotional love. Emotional feeling of love is not love. That's hate. And speaking of that, the minimum wage thing. And speaking of the minimum wage thing, I want you to tell me, am I wrong about human nature being evil? This is from Fox Business. Exempt from the new law or change that prepare and bake bread on site. What's the name of that bread? Panera Bread. Panera Bread was initially exempt until allegations surfaced that Gavin Newsom pushed for the exemption to benefit a longtime donor who owned 24 Panera Bread. What does that mean? Panera locations. Newsom has denied the allegation in February. He said Panera would have to comply with the law. So according to reports I heard, Newsom was trying to give his friends a break from this minimum wage stuff, but yet forcing on other people. Where's the love in that?
Well, if that's true,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, if it's true.
Interesting.
It is. It's all about self. And all I mean, if it's true, he would try to exempt his friends from it because they were donating to him.
Yeah.
His little campaign thing.
And they're with this whole minimum wage thing, they're going in the opposite direction that they should be going. They should be freeing stuff up, not clamping down harder on people. They should be getting rid of minimum wage, enforcing the laws, you know, sending a lot of the immigrants back so that there's not a surplus of workers.
Right.
So that the wages can go up naturally or down, yeah, and the cost of living can go down.
What a mess.
Terrible.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Prep Ham Paul. Don over on Rumble donated a Rumble rant, Donnie Girl's idea. I prefer to buy from local store at a reasonable price and not slave-made items. Amazon admitted to selling at a loss to trap consumers.
What's that?
She prefers buying local to at a reasonable price rather than slave-made items.
So she'd rather go down the street to the store rather than buy it from Amazon?
Yeah, and stuff made in China by slaves or other countries.
Oh,
by more or less slave labor.
So the people at the store, items are not made by slaves?
Maybe not.
Oh. And so, it's made in China from Amazon, but not from the store down the street?
This is a whole lot of assuming based on what she said. But
thank you, though. I don't quite understand, but thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
She also said, Donnie, girl's idea, we need silver to go way up to crush the Chinese Communist Party, who devalues it to make their electronic products cheaper to make.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And let me just double check over on, oh, yeah. At this point, just call me Mike. Bought a coffee. Oh, and don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in and gave us everything. And all he asks of us is we give each other love. Marvin Gaye, God is love. Blue heart, salute, emojis.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. Let me go to the first time caller out of Florida, Russ. I mean, not Russ, but Scott. Scott, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, sir. How are you? And it's an honor and a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate your call.
I am a business owner, and what people don't understand about the minimum wage is it's nothing but a tax.
Yeah.
That's all it is. You know, people, they're, okay, you're going to make more money. Well, that $15 pizza is now $20 pizza.
Yeah.
That $30 shirt is now $40 shirt. However, being a business owner, I pay in more payroll taxes. I pay in more Social Security. I pay more unemployment taxes. You buy products, you pay more taxes because the price is higher. That's the only benefit of minimum wage raising is just the government's going to get more money. That's it.
Amazing.
It is amazing how that works, isn't it? But yeah, I mean that's just how that's the reality of it, and the government's pushing it because they want more money, and that's the only reason that the government pushes minimum wage. And people don't understand minimum wage jobs are not designed to be a lifelong job. It was designed to get you started.
Right.
And people are making a lifetime out of it, and that's not what it's designed for.
And then when the government gets your money, they don't use it to make the country better. They use it for their own personal need, own personal wants. But you know what's interesting, Scott? The employees don't think things through. They just go along with whatever they say. They don't really think, well, how will I really be affected by this? How will this hurt me? They don't think about that at all.
No, and it hurts them in the long run. It doesn't help. It hurts.
Right. It really does. Amazing. Scott, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate you.
God bless you, sir.
All right. You too. Thank you. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. One line open. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. Quick announcements. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report. The guy with the good hair? You white. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Better known as Arkansas. Arkansas, he's on fire, dealing with relationships, dating, and all that, and the truth, and everything. You don't want to miss it. And at 12 noon, the American anchor, baby, flying high, a natural energy given to him by God. And a well-trained Google pilot. You don't want to miss that. And he's on fire as well at 12 noon Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And don't forget, for personal shout-outs, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, whatever the occasion is, I'll do them for you on Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, all right? Personal shout-out, happy birthday, whatever it is. And go to rebuildingdemand.com. Make a donation. We got a lot of work to do. We need your support. Rebuildingdemand.com and make your donation there, all right? Class donate. I do appreciate it. Thank you in advance. I will, you know, Scott from Florida mentioned all the taxes that this so-called minimum wage thing is supposed to be doing. And my producer reminded me of the income tax, inheritance tax, estate tax, capital gain tax, sales tax, property tax. Where does it end? People, y'all, do what you want, of course. I would suggest you wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Practice being aware. Do little simple things like when you walk through a door, at least in a physical sense, be aware of your physical body walking through a door or getting in your car, turning on the ignition, the motor there. Be aware. Open the door. Do little simple things like that. So you will start to take the step of waking up. You are asleep and don't know it. All right? Wake up. No more sleeping in bed. Wake up. Do what you want, but I recommend, and some people are, men and women, are waking up. Let me go to Donald, a first-time call out of New York. Donald, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Donald.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
All right. I mean, I could go into a bunch of stuff, but no, I ended up in an affair with my brother's wife. I met her when I was like 12 on their first date. I've lusted after her like my whole life. Certain things happened. He became like a heavy drunk and assaulted me multiple times. And I don't know. Me and her ended up started talking. And next thing I know, we meet at a hotel and it becomes like a whole thing. She's talking about getting a divorce lawyer and this and that, and trying to move out. I don't know. And it just didn't go very well. I exposed the whole situation to the select few family members, like her parents, my mom. My dad passed. He died in my arms and whatever. If he was around, none of that would have happened. But she ended up, my brother forgave her and whatnot, and they went to counseling, and now they have a daughter. But then my mom moved out there and whatever, and my whole entire, like, support system that I had, like, in the area is kind of screwed, and it's a whole mess, and now I'm with my dog. Yeah, like, it's a very complicated story, but either way, just, I can't tell my other family members. I don't want to out her and make my brother seem weaker or less than. I don't know.
And your question for me is what?
I guess if I had a question would be, like, where in the Bible would I look to get some kind of guidance for this? Like, because clearly I was in the wrong. She was in the wrong. Like, the whole thing's a mess, but I don't really know how to go about it. Like, as far as praying, it just feels wrong if I, like, were to just simply ask for forgiveness, because I clearly went out of my way and messed up and made a horrible decision, like, and then did that to my brother, like, and I don't know, or maybe just some words of wisdom or something.
Okay, how old are you, Donald?
32.
I want you to know that you're not guilty of that at all. It wasn't you. God is not judging you for it because he knows that it wasn't you. It was something else that made a home in you, in your mind and emotion, that drove you to go do that. It was never you.
It definitely was, like, manifested.
Right.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. You were driven by the imagination because you identify with the thoughts and feelings. You thought it was you. It was not you. So do not judge yourself for it. Don't have any opinion about it. It was enough to know that it did happen. It should not happen, but understand why you did it. And if you don't judge yourself, you would never do it again. But if you judge yourself, you're going to find yourself doing it again or wanting to do it or whatever, right? But don't judge yourself for it, number one.
Yep.
And God is not judging you, all right?
All right.
And then number two, you got to get over the anger. Well, let me just say this first. You should have never told your family members about it, your friends, or anyone. You should have kept that to yourself.
Yep, you're spot on, because that's where it came from, was anger. I got angry and that. And I have forgiven my mom before, but over time, I didn't forgive her after that, and I got to forgive her again.
Yeah, you go to her because your mother has recreated you in her image. You're not yourself.
Yeah.
And then your father was not able to deal with your mother, so he loved you. It's just that he didn't know how to deal with the hell that's in your mother.
When she kicked him out, when I was at an early age, I didn't see him from like 5 to 10. And when he had issues too, I do have to forgive her again.
Yeah.
After time passed.
Just apologize for resenting her. She couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her as well. And then you move on with your life. Don't worry about, don't try to be around her anymore. Don't try not to be around her. But I want you to don't judge yourself. It was never, ever, ever you, man. It's this anger, the spirit that made a home in you. And it made you think it was you, and that's why you did. You would not have done that on your own. No way. And then again, from this day forward, never tell your family members, your person, or your friends, or anyone your personal business.
No.
All right? Because human beings are evil, and they are unhappy in their own lives, and they would take your personal business to try to bring you pain so they can feel better, or they think they feel better. They don't, but they're thinking they do. So don't ever do that again, all right?
Yep.
And I want you to do my silent prayer. You know about the prayer?
Yep.
RebuildingTheMan.com, so God can bring you out of the thoughts, out of the hell of your imagination, and everything will start to change for you. It will change.
All right.
It will change for the good. But, again, don't judge yourself. You're not guilty of anything. You're not a sinner. You're not a saint. You've never sinned. You've never done anything wrong. It has always been something else inside of you that you identify with, thinking that it was you.
That makes sense.
And I want you to read Romans 7.
Romans 7.
It says that I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Of ourselves, Donald, we can't do anything of ourselves. Let go and let the nature of God take over. He's going to change your heart from anger to love. And then he's going to, the light, and that love is his light inside of you. And it's going to destroy the devil that made, and all his little demons that made a home in your imagination and emotions that's been driving you all your life. Those things will be taken away from you.
That's the perfect verse. Like, I got to grab my Bible and mark it down.
Yeah, Romans 7.
Romans 7.
I don't know the verse yet. Romans 7.
Either way, but,
It's in Romans.
Right,
yeah, it's in Romans 7, all right?
Yep.
Verse 15 to 20.
Okay.
But listen, and the devil going to tell you, oh, that's crazy. That don't believe. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So don't believe what the thoughts are telling you.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
And if you stick with it, do the silent prayer every morning, every night, and God's going to bring you out of that imagination. He said, bring every thought into captivity. Those thoughts are not from him, and they are not from you. So you hear those voices that sound like you, it's not you.
Yeah.
And so just start right now, a new life right now. Forget about the past. Forget about the future. There's no future nor past. You start a new life right now.
All right.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I'll stay in touch, and I'm a frequent watcher and big fan.
What? I promise you, Donald, if you start working on you, forget about everybody else. Take your eyes off others. Look within. Look at those thoughts. They're not you. And just work on you. It's going to be amazing, man. You're going to see how much...
Amazing. I love it.
You're going to see that God loves you. He has never judged you. He does not judge you because all your sins have been washed away. You're not a sinner. You just need to forgive so your heart can change from anger to love.
Yeah, I just got my Bible out the other day. Been a little while. Definitely need to get back into it.
And then when you read it, don't read to remember. Just read it, put it away.
No, exactly.
And the Spirit of the Father will reveal all things to you, all right?
Yup.
Anything else?
No. And it was great just to talk to some, plus just to talk to you. I mean, you're a legend.
And thank you. And I'll let me know how it goes, all right? Check back in and let me know how it goes.
I will, man.
And when you forgive your mother, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. You couldn't help yourself. I understand now. However she act, don't react to her. Don't overreact. You just say, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. Let her act crazy, whatever she does. But you forgive her, and then you start living your life. You'll be fine.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Let me know how it goes.
All right, man.
All right. Take care now.
God bless.
You too. Amazing. What a mess. Let me go to Ken out of Georgia. Ken, been waiting a long time here. Let's see. Ken, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I wanted to tell you, too, that song that you sang, Pussycat.
Pussycat, Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You
Tom
and your
Jones.
Pussycat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You and your pussycat. Yeah.
Amazing.
You know, Tom Jones said that he really didn't like that song. But he did it because it reminded him of a little kid song.
Yeah.
But it was a good song.
It may have turned out to be one of his most popular songs.
It was, yeah.
I used to hear it all the time on the radio.
Yeah, I used to watch the show.
Show. Sure did.
Yeah.
Is he still living?
Yeah, he's still living, man. He's about 80. Ooh, man, I think he's about 80. No, wait a minute. Oh, he's a 90. He's up there, man.
Yeah, I know, because he was old when I was young.
Yeah. But he took good care of himself.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he took good care of himself. He made a comment about Elvis. He said what took Elvis out was the drugs. You know, he said the drugs. He said,
yeah.
Tom didn't get into the drugs like that.
Right. Oh, nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
nice,
man. Uh huh.
Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say, yeah, you're right. It's good versus evil, man.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, it's just plain. It's just plain as day.
Yeah.
Good versus evil. People hate. And it's amazing how the United States is getting more wicked quickly.
Yep. Sure is, man.
Yeah.
But,
and, I mean, they hate us that much.
Yeah,
they hate us that much. The Marxists, the communists. So they plotted and planned on how strategically how they wanted to do it.
And so
now they're after our children because they want to really indoctrinate them at an early age.
And they're doing a fine job of getting it done. It's amazing how they are taking over. They're taking over the children, but it's interesting too because the parent of the children don't even care. They don't see what's going on, and they just sit back and allow the socialist communist thing take over the children. They don't even try to protect their kids from it.
Yeah. I remember back in the day, I'm 68. I remember back in the day, the PTA, Parent Teachers Association.
Yeah.
Man, they would go in, they stopped that mess. They would go in. Yeah, they would go in and stop it. But now it's no control. No, I mean, it's like we can tell your children this, and you have to take it.
Yeah.
You can tell. We don't have to take it.
They can tell your children that you need your body part cut off. You're a girl, or you're a boy, or you're this or that. And the parent, they just do it, and the parent let it happen.
Yeah.
What
and then give them the drug, and then give them the drugs and the medication.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, ooh, man, that is wicked.
Yeah, it's evil what they're doing, but I blame the parents for allowing it to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, have kids?
Yes, I do. I have kids.
Are you protecting them from all this mess?
Yeah, as best I can, man.
Yeah.
As best I can.
Right
you know?
On.
As, you know, I let them know. I said, look, this is how it was for your dad when I was coming up.
Yeah.
You know, originally I'm from Detroit. And, you know, you made a comment about the unions. And I see where the unions really have destroyed the workforce.
Yes. Absolutely,
you know,
man.
Yeah, man. The unions, you know, as they kept asking for more money for the workers, the cars started going up, man.
Yep.
The price, and now look where we at now. You know.
What a mess.
It's a mess.
Yeah, I know how the union works. I used to work for the union, inside with the union, so I understand how they work. What a mess. Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. It's good to hear from you. I got to run, but I appreciate your call, Ken.
All right, man. We got to get the Great White Hope back up in there, man.
The Great White Hope.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you, Ken. Call me again, buddy.
All right, brother. Take care of yourself.
Man. All right, now. Amazing. Let me go to Quincy out of Colorado. There's a line open. Quincy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Quincy. Thanks for calling.
All right. So I was down in Florida. Went to go forgive Mama. I'm so glad that I talked to you moons ago about it because you were right. I was scared. I kept, like, every day that was going by, I kept putting it off. Like, I'll wait till the next day. I'll wait till the next day.
Yeah.
So finally, I was like, no, Saturday, I got to do it. So I went and picked her up, took her to one of the local elementary schools where they got the little outdoor track that you can walk on.
Right.
So we were walking on the track, and I was just telling her, I was like, Mama, you know, I started thinking, kind of understanding that.
Quincy, let me take a break. Can you hold for me?
Yeah,
hold
right
on
here.
Okay. 888-775-3773. One more hour to go. Quick break. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, with a weird shirt on. And Savage Moment shirt. Whatever that is. I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. With your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Super chat.
Gaza's World Central Kitchen got 7 killed by an Israeli strike. A 12-year-old shot and killed a 12-year-old and seriously injured several others, at least allegedly, in a Finland school shooting. And the bird flu got one person in Texas. Whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour 2 already of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. Country and Western Tuesday, April 2nd, AD 2024. Stay tuned for Hour 3. JLP will be right back to your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, of course, the Hake Report will be live for 2 more hours after the JLP show. And then, of course, Joel Friday TV after Hake from 11 to 12 Pacific Time, 1 Central, 2 Eastern. And then American Anchor Baby after that, from 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific. Nice. American Anchor Baby on YouTube and various other platforms, including Rumble. A Gaza feel bad story. The far left female run outlet The Skim reports that in mourning is World Central Kitchen, the nonprofit group founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres. Yesterday, they said an Israeli airstrike killed 7 of its workers in Gaza. The Israeli military said they're investigating the circumstances of this tragic incident. The video obtained by news outlets showed the bodies of multiple people wearing clothing with WCK, World Central Kitchen's, logo and passports from Britain, Poland, and Australia, potentially indicating the nationalities of the aid workers, who are dead now. WCK is reportedly one of the few aid groups delivering food in Gaza, where the evil UN experts warn, the UN is evil, I don't know about the experts themselves, warn that hundreds of thousands of people are on the brink of famine, which is a mess. People die by, diarrhea sometimes. Finland shooting. One 12-year-old child has died, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, and 2 others seriously injured in a school shooting near Finland's capital, Helsinki. So said Finnish police, reporting today. A suspect in the incident, also aged 12, and a student at the same school, that suspect, fled on foot but was later caught by the cops, according to a local broadcaster. Police have not yet provided details about the nature or severity of the injuries, nor what type of firearm they used. The young man used, maybe a young man, I'm not sure. Finland enjoys a strong tradition of hunting, and its gun ownership rates are among the highest in the world, but school shootings are extremely rare, maybe because they have mostly white Finnish populace, not sure. Bird flu, watch out for the bird flu. Yesterday, according to the far-left female run outlet The Skim, health officials, so-called health officials, confirmed a person in Texas has been diagnosed with a strain of the bird flu after coming into contact with dairy cows presumed to be infected. This is believed to be the first known human case linked to dairy cattle. Authorities detected this strain of bird flu in the animals last week at dairy farms in Texas, Kansas, and Michigan. The scared woman led unchristian CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, federal organization, and other U.S. so-called health officials said the risk of infection for humans is low. Health experts do not expect the outbreak to affect food safety or supply. Part of PCH collapsed, or at least the one. A new nightmare unlocked, according to the latest of The Skim, a partial highway collapse in California. AP reported, far-left AP, motorists were creeping along the one lane after part of California's iconic Highway 1, State Route 1, collapsed after all that rain that took place in California. What a mess. As you heard, the evil minimum wage started in California. $20 is the hourly wage for about 500,000 fast food so-called workers in California. The latest increase, $4 higher than the overall state minimum wage of $15 an hour, or $16 an hour? Wow. Applies to restaurant chains with more than 60 nationwide locations, as you heard from JLP first hour. Years-long fight by so-called workers, more like communist unions, to get better pay and improve working conditions. I'm James Hake.